This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Police in Montgomery County have arrested one of the men accused of being involved in a home invasion in Lower Marion over the weekend that left a 25-year-old dead and his mother paralyzed. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward has the latest.
41-year-old Charles Fulforth of the Jenkintown section of Abington Township is charged with second-degree murder, robbery, and burglary. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says cell phone data and surveillance video put Fulforth with 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts before, during, and after the home invasion on Meredith Road in Wynwood around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Authorities say the men entered the home through the basement and shot and killed 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio and shot and paralyzed his mother, 62-year-old Bernadette Gaudio.
The individuals simply went into Bernadette's room and shot her. And I mean, she was basically bedridden at the time. She had a injured leg, and then she couldn't move afterwards because of where one of the bullets struck her.
Steele says she called 911 using Siri on her phone, unable to move as her son lay dying on the floor next to her bed. Detectives say Fulforth was Roberts' boss at Junk Luggers in Willow Grove. He was taken into custody without incident. Roberts remains on the run. There's a $5,000 reward for information leading to his capture. In Norristown, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A North Carolina man is charged with attempted murder after police say he fired at another vehicle on the New Jersey Turnpike on Halloween night. We have more from KYW's Matt Coughlin.
34-year-old Brandon Rudd of South Mills, North Carolina, is charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and gun law violations stemming from a road rage incident on the Turnpike October 31st. Troopers say they were told that a Nissan Altima and a Cadillac Escalade were involved in a road rage incident on the southbound lanes of the Turnpike in Mansfield Township, Burlington County, shortly before midnight. During the incident, the occupant of the Altima fired at the Escalade, striking it several times. No one was injured in the Escalade. Troopers say they were able to identify the vehicle, which had North Carolina plates, and that led them to Rudd. Rudd was arrested November 8th in North Carolina. Police say they found a gun they believed was used in the incident, as well as several others, and a kilogram of cocaine in Rudd's home. Rudd is being held in North Carolina pending extradition. In addition to the charges in New Jersey, Rudd faces a charge of trafficking cocaine in North Carolina and related offenses. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History in Philadelphia is one step closer to becoming the 22nd Smithsonian Museum in the nation. KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams has the latest.
President Biden has signed into law a bill that explores establishing Philadelphia's Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History as an official Smithsonian Museum.
This was a combination of like pure joy and also relief because we really think this is so important.
That's Phil Derivoff, Chairman Emeritus of the Weizmann Museum. The designation, though, would take some time. The legislation calls for an independent bipartisan commission of eight, which should take place within 90 days. The commissioners would then elect a chairperson and prepare a report recommending action. Derivoff says the move would elevate the standing of the museum in the country and in the world.
Visitors to America will want to come to see our museum, and throughout the country, people will want to learn from the content that we will produce. It just changes the way people will receive us.
He says many people in this country can live their entire lives and never meet a Jewish person, and that the museum is for all Americans to explore the rich history.
Jews are only 2% of the country, and they're concentrated in cities like New York and Philadelphia and Los Angeles. And there's an enormous number of people that know very little about Jews.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.